Bonner County's Planning Commission is urging county commissioners to approve a high-density affordable housing project next to Kootenay. Among the objections to the 39-lot development, increased traffic and a lack of sidewalks to provide safe routes for kids. But the project meets the county subdivision regulations that were in effect when the application was filed in 2008. And the commission's recommendation in favor of the project comes on a 5-1 vote. A total of 5 suspects have now been arrested in the case, and authorities say they've broken up a burglary ring in Bonner County. According to court records, the defendants are suspected of committing a wide range of burglaries across the county, with 2 churches in Kootenay among their targets. Well, the alleged ringleader has been identified as 19-year-old Peter Franklin Goulet, while another defendant is also charged with having sex with a 14-year-old girl. It comes in response to a request from FEMA. The U.S. Forest Service is dispatching a 20-member crew of firefighters from North Idaho to the East Coast to help with hurricane relief. They're part of a larger contingency of relief workers who will be leaving tomorrow morning from Missoula. They're headed to Pennsylvania, although the Forest Service says they'll probably wind up in New Jersey. Allegations that building or engineering codes were violated, while the city of Sandpoint also violated its own ordinance against obstructing the rights of way. They come from a Bonner County woman who's suing Sandpoint for tens of thousands of dollars after she tripped over a barrier meant to deter skateboarding at the downtown square. It happened a year and a half ago while 61-year-old Christine Ellen Best was visiting the farmer's market. She suffered a leg injury in the fall. In her lawsuit, Best says the accident required surgery and she'd incurred nearly $30,000 in medical bills as of January this year. Finally in the news, the case file has been unsealed and details are emerging in last summer's boating accident that left 3 people with head wounds following a fireworks display at Priest Lake. Among those injured, Seattle resident Todd Stauber, who's charged with gross negligence after a ski boat ran into an anchored cabin cruiser at Luby Bay. Well, Stauber hadn't posted a lookout, according to the officer who investigated the case, and even at 10 miles an hour, the officer contends Stauber was going too fast. Whether the cabin cruiser was properly lighted was in dispute, but the officer believes at least the anchor light was on. Well, Stauber has pleaded not guilty, and a pretrial conference is being scheduled. That's news. I'm Mike Brown.